This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Former Packers wide receiver Antonio Freeman. Antonio, how's it going today?
Not very good. I don't like the introduction.
Let's start this thing over. Let me tell you real quick. So I'm from Virginia. So we got two people from the DMV area. I'm a Virginia Tech fan. You're a Virginia Tech, former Virginia Tech Hokie. So are we ever going to get this thing turned around at Virginia Tech?
I don't know. It was hard to recruit during the last coach's tenure. You just got to at least win the recruiting battle in the state of Virginia, and when you're unable to do that, you're not going to have a solid recruiting class as we saw in the last 4 to 5 years.
Well, and it's good to talk to you. So you obviously were able to play alongside Leroy Butler. You're down there in Canton, Ohio. How was that whole experience for you?
Kind of made your hair stand up. It was kind of chilling. Just to see one of yours go in. I went to Brett's and Ron Wolf's and Dave Robinson's as well. But it was just a chilling moment, to be there with Doug Evans, Andre Rison, Gilbert Brown, Santana Dotson, guys that were, Gary was there also, guys that really did the work, and you look at all the greats that play this game and you say there's 24,000 plus that ever played in the NFL, and this is on the high end. It's 400. It's probably 380 something, but it's 400 guys that's ever gone into the NFL Hall of Fame. And it just makes you realize how great you have to be. Not good, how great you have to be for a long period of time to be one of those top 400 in the world. And just an amazing feeling just to be there and share the moment. Life's about moments with me, and this is a moment that I look back and I say I'm glad I was there and support and showed up for my brother.
I would agree with you on that, Free. And someone asked me this. I'm going to ask you the same question, though. But for you, what was the aha moment or the magical moment? What stood out for you the most? What event that captured you the most when you were there in Canton?
The gold jacket ceremony was – and it is always amazing. But, just to see some of the older guys, just still have that football mentality. Like, I'm going to make it up there on my own. Yes. Some of those guys were barely making it, but it was their moment. And when you leave the game, you don't get a lot of those moments back that you're so accustomed to. So, just to see, the old, the young, the new, just to see the history of the NFL, on display.
No, I would agree with you. And then talk a little about Leroy. I mean, you, of course, receiver, defensive back. There's got to be countless moments that you guys have gone against each other in practice. And what was that like?
It's like he already had the answers to the test, but we were still taking the same test. See, Leroy was one of those guys where he would fake like he's getting in early, but he's really up in the offensive coach's, office. Small talking those guys, but he's stealing the script for the day. So when we come to pass drills, they're like, why is Leroy sitting in the middle of the field? You know I has to run a post route. But just those battles and knowing that those guys were cheating. And whether they had our script or not, as offensive guys, we felt like they had our script. And that made it harder for us. That made us think at the line of scrimmage. Okay, he's sitting inside. I have to get there. Like, now you start to recreate those things. And that's why you saw those magical moments, from 1995 to 1999, where we were making a run and we were in the mix each and every year. As dedicated guys like that, that force you to be better, because now you're not just running a route. You're running to get open. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why you saw those big numbers during those mid-90s.
Talking with Packers wide receiver Antonio Freeman here on the Schneider Orange Hotline on the Wendy's Big Show. You mentioned that you're a guy that really relishes those moments. What was one of those favorite moments for you with Leroy as a teammate?
Every day. You know, see, Leroy was the stiffest person on the team. And I was the next to the last stiffest person on the team. So every day we would just wait each other out, find new creative ways to, you know, distract the other so that we can get our trainer, Brian Engel, who was working under Pepper Barris back then, to get us to get us a good stretch before practice started, because both of us were stiff as a board. And every time Brian went to the other side and stretched Leroy, I was just looking at him with a side eye, and I would say, "What a waste of time! Man. His legs aren't even straight." So, you know, every day it was, you know, we had a little laughing thing going. Who was going to get Brian Engel first? So it was every day with him.
You know, I think much is made, which is rightly so. Offense, I'm an offensive player, but much is made though of, you know, your offense with Brett Favre, yourself. You guys could score a lot of points. Keith Jackson, Tumor. I mean, you guys had a lot of different weapons on offense, Dorsey and all that. I just don't think though defensively, if you think about that defense and how good they were, I don't know if they get their just due though amongst some of the greatest defense to have ever played the game.
I would have to totally agree. I went against those guys every day. And, you know, one of my best battles, a guy that I battled every day in practice, and we made each other battle. You know, you got guys like Doug Evans,
yep.
You know, Tyrone Williams, who was stepping in as a young corner.
Well, he was a nickel, plays. Right?
Exactly. Craig yeah. Newsom. You know, guys that had impact early. You know, and we did one-on-one drills each and every day. And it was all about pride. Everybody wanted to win. You know, if I was going to beat a guy, I was going to act like I scored a touchdown and spike the ball. And the defensive guy wanted to make sure that, you know, they got an interception. So we battled each and every day. And it's funny, now that I think about it, I remember a classic coverage, box poach. That's an old school terminology. But Leroy was the guy, along with Robert Brooks, who actually sat me down and told me, and made me understand what box poach meant. You know, that was a big defense that defensive coordinators were running back during that time. So, you know, each day was a learning day with Leroy out there in some kind of way. You know, he was always into it, always motivated. Man, and, you know, the playmaking on the field, I mean, that kind of says it all. The numbers don't lie.
Can you talk a little bit about how Leroy, in his time in Green Bay, kind of revolutionized the safety position from an offensive standpoint?
You know, Leroy was a guy, when you look at him, he's not the biggest, he's not the fastest, he's definitely not the most muscular guy. But Leroy was always in the right place at the right time. I'm watching a highlight reel at the Hall of Fame, and I'm like, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Every chip ball, every fumble, the pitch from Reggie White that started the Lambeau leap. Here's a guy, say what you want. It's about size, height. That man had heart, but more than heart, he had knowledge. He would be right where he, because he studied film, and he didn't mind sharing it with offensive players. You know, because he studied film on Jerry Rice. He would always tell me, like, "Freebo, I seen Jerry Rice do it like this." You know, because he studied the game. And that's what made him as great as he was. Knowing the game, knowing the down and distance, being able to communicate that to other players on the team effectively, and the leadership. I mean, you know, that's what you get.
No, you're exactly right. And then just to end this thing, Mike Holmgren, though, I think should be maybe next to get into the Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. I mean, what he did when he went out to Seattle.
Right.
I mean, that franchise was hanging on by a thread. And he went out there and did a great job there. But just bringing that Lombardi Trophy back to Green Bay, you know, having to manage all of those different personalities and talents, when you think about those teams from in the 95 to 99 run, we had stars coming from other teams. Eugene Robinson, Keith Jackson, this goes on and on. So he had to manage that. And then to go out into Seattle and take a franchise and really put him in contention talks and take that team to the Super Bowl, I definitely think he's in a discussion for next year and should be going in.
Antonio, appreciate the time today, man.
Thank you, guys. And go, Pack, go.
You heard from Antonio Freeman, former Packers wide receiver.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.